assuredly, God, that you're about to change some things in some lives, Lord God. And I pray, O Lord Jesus, let us hear, let us respond, let us understand. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you may be seated. No reserves. Praise God. It is human nature to always hold back something. It is human nature to work that way. In fact, you'll find that the sin of Ananias and Sapphira, his wife, was lying to the Holy Ghost. But the underlying problem was holding something in reserve for themselves. Whatever convincing story they each told each other, it is the common theme that is here that I want something for me. I'm going to hold back a part for me. Over and over in relationships, in employment, in business, in whatever you want to talk about, the common theme and the common thread would be always holding back something for me. I'm not giving my all because I'm not being paid enough. I'm not giving my all because not the proper respect has been given to me. I'm not giving my all because I'm not getting enough credit. Or I'm putting back something for me. For the most part, it makes sense. For the most part, it's smart and good business. It's good business, according to Dave Ramsey, to put back something. It's good business in your life to put back something for your later years. It's good business to put back something for retirement because that comes around. But when you talk about your relationship with God, you got to throw all of that out. There is no reserves there. There is no reserve. There is nothing that you can hold back from God. All except that relationship with Jesus Christ, because God wants it all. Often to understand the scripture, you need to look at the background. And you need to understand the circumstance. And you've got to dig into the situation at the time of the writing. You know, when I read that first scripture, it sounds really, really cool, doesn't it? For I know the thoughts. In fact, you've quoted that. You've read that and you've been assured that God is with you. You've heard that word and it has uplifted you in times of trouble, in times of pain in your life. Because God says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. Here Jeremiah makes it clear. You understand if you read the prior verses of Jeremiah. You understand that Judah is in dire straits. Because of years of idolatry. Because of years of falling away from God, because of putting idol gods in front of the one true God and knowing better than to do that. Years and years and years, and now judgment is on the horizon. The Word of God says that judgment is about to fall. Judgment is coming to Judah. Israel has already gone into captivity. And Judah is just around the corner. And God pens these words to a prophet. It's tough. The warning signs are there. The messages are sent back and forth. The handwriting is on the wall. In fact, the king sends to Jeremiah, come, hey, listen, give us a word. Give us some words of encouragement. In the time of trouble, in the time of uncertainty, in the time of pain and hopelessness, understand this, God always has a plan for your life. And His thoughts are good towards you to give you an expected end. But the problem is not in, it's sometimes not the answer we're looking for. God tells them he will be lenient if they will submit themselves unto the Babylonians. He tells them that he will protect them. He will save them if they would just submit themselves to the Babylonians. But Israel refuses to do it God's way. That's why it's so necessary to have a voice in your of God in your life, but also to obey that voice of God. God's way sometimes looks wrong. Our way may seem better. God's way sometimes looks crazy. Oh, I can't do that. I can't live that way. I can't do that. We try to do things our way. I'm holding something in reserve. I want to call the shots and have God to do my bidding. And God says, seek me. Seek is to search out in prayer and worship. Search is to heed, to tread, or frequent, to follow God wholeheartedly. No reserves. I can't hold back on my worship. I can't hold back when God nudges me. Step into the presence of God. When God begins to push me, we say, I will give you all, God. But you can't have my money or my time. God doesn't want your money, your time, or your stuff. He owns it all. God wants you. You're what God wants. And when you hold no reserves, you'll serve Him with your stuff, your time, and your money. There's a mindset we must change because God is waiting upon you. There's a mindset that we must change and not hold something back in reserve. God said, if you will, I will. Over and over, it's declared from God to the Israelites under the law. God says over, he tells Moses, tell them, if they will, I will. If they'll meet me, I'll meet them. If they'll submit to me, I will bless them and help them. It's not easy, but there's some weights that need to be removed from some lives today. In fact, God is already convicting you. I felt that. God is already talking to you. You know, you're kidding yourself if you think God has not been dealing with you. God has been dealing with several people here today. I know that for a fact. I know God showed me that. Well, Pastor, I don't feel it's really wrong. Show me the scripture. You're holding reserves. You're wanting word for word instead of following Jesus Christ. This is what I want, God. I want to do this. Now, God, you validate it, God. This is what I want to do. Now, God, you do this. I'm telling this group of people today, I'm telling this crowd today, if you will take away all reserves, if you'll pull back all reserves, and you'll move into the presence of God, God's got something tremendous and mighty for you. Hallelujah. Sister Grace, what I taught the other day about lukewarm, what I mentioned, I felt God quicken me as I was writing this, that this answers that question. If you'll remove the reserves, you won't be lukewarm. If you'll remove the reserves, you'll be a hot fire for the presence and the power of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Here, the Lord this day. Hear the wooing of the presence of God. I know I'm speaking to people going through different things. I know I'm addressing things as preaching this message that there are people that are facing difficulty. You've got physical things wrong. Some of you have got mental things going on. Others of you have got financial things there. Listen to me. It was very, very dire for the people of Judah. Everything bad was on the horizon. In your life, there may be bad on the horizon, but if you will hear this preacher today, I'm telling you that the Word of God says, if you hold no reserves, if wholeheartedly you seek for God, God's going to be found of you, and God's going to help you through it. God's going to direct your paths. God's going to direct your ways. God's going to usher you in unto a blessing like you've never seen before in your life. Hallelujah. No reserves. Allow the presence of God to change you. Allow the presence and the Spirit of God to change me. It's not by accident the Word of God went forth early. It's not by accident that everybody that has come to this pulpit today has felt the anointing of the presence of God. It's not by accident that the praise team knocked it out of the park today with praise and worship. It's because it's getting to this point. It's taking to this point. It's leading us to this point where the Word of God could speak to us. The voice of God could go forth. The voice of God could change the situation that we're facing right now. God, I will give you all. Wholeheartedly. Brother Jeff, if you would come. Jeremiah 33, verse number 3. Hallelujah. This Word of God is as fresh and current as the air you breathe. This Word is of God is as fresh and current as the water that you drink and the food that you eat. In fact, this Word of God was spoken hundreds, thousands of years ago, but in God's eyes, it was just like He gave it a second ago. And He says, call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you know not. Call unto me. Shall we stand? No reserves. No reserves. No holding back. Here I am, God. It's you and me. I open my life wide open for you to see it. God, I open my heart, Lord Jesus, wide open for you to see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody need an answer? Anybody need something fixed? Anybody need a word of the Lord for your life? Hallelujah. You got it. No reserves. No holding back. Wholeheartedly. Wonder if there's some people that could come and make their way to this front. No reserves. Wholeheartedly. God, I give you all. God, I lay my everything, Lord, before you, Lord Jesus. God, I give you my wants, Lord. I give you my desires, Lord Jesus. I give you my fears. I give you my faults and my failures, Lord. Come on, could you just bring it up around this front? Hallelujah. Yes, Pastor Jason, this is holy ground. This is a special place. Because God says, I'll meet you. Hallelujah. I'll meet you. I'll meet you. Hallelujah. Come on, could you do that? Could you strip everything back? Could you just open everything right now? Open it all right now. God, I give you all. God, I give you all, Lord, right now. I give it all to you, Lord Jesus. Here it is. Lord God, here it is.